Dr. Pinsky is dictating again on Deborah DiDomenico. Let me know as soon as you can about whether you've been receiving the earlier dictation I did today. On 9/30/13, she saw Dr. Matzen, M-A-T-Z-O-N, for right wrist pain. Period. She noticed some soreness as she was trying to go back to work as a cocktail waitress. Period. He thought this was just her reacclimating to returning back to work. And there was somewhat, and this was somewhat secondary to disuse. Period. She had fractured her right proximal humerus on 5/26/13, treated non-operatively by Dr. Tucker. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 6/1/13 to be inserted. Period. On 9/13/13, she had a chest x-ray due to cough and wheezing. Period. This was read as unremarkable. Period. Finally, on 4/3/18, she was seen by Dr. T-A-H-M-O-U-S-H after an acute left cerebral infarct. Period. She was presently on aspirin and Plavix. Period. She has a mass which requires biopsy. Period. He did not recommend change in the aspirin and Plavix for at least 6 weeks since her initial symptoms. Period. Referred a needle biopsy without change in her antiplatelet agents. Period. His assessments were acute cerebrovascular accident as well as a lung mass. His proposed treatment was just described and may have continued earlier into the current records. Physical exam. General appearance, she wore long sleeves, shirt, and pants. She gave lots of details with excellent recall about her dates of treatment, doctors, procedures, and associated events. She had hearing aids bilaterally. She attributed her hearing loss to chemotherapy and then became worse. Heart normal, lungs and chest. She had a port at the right anterior chest wall for immunotherapy. Period. Neurologically, she had mild ataxia to tandem gait, but the rest of that is normal. Extremities upper. She related in approximately 2015, she shattered her right shoulder. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 170 degrees, but motion in the upper extremities was otherwise full without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. She was tender to palpation anteriorly about the right shoulder as well as the mid-humerus, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 45 degrees and left rotation to 50 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Appeared she complained of stiffness in all spheres. Period, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes but not walk on them. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Deborah DiDomenico has claimed she sustained several different medical disorders, including adenocarcinoma, cerebrovascular accident, right hand injury, right arm injury, and psychiatric injury. Period. She did have a complicated diagnostic workup and course of treatment, as noted above. Period. This will not be repeated here. Period. Her current clinical exam is generally unrevealing. Period. Next paragraph. With respect to her orthopedic conditions, I do not recall there being any permanency. Period. Due to her stroke, there is likely 3.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. for her pulmonary adenocarcinoma, I would offer 15% permanent partial total disability regardless of cause, period. It is unclear whether this condition was caused by her exposure to secondhand smoke during her employment with the insured. This is particularly the case, noting she was a former smoker and cancer ran in various family members. This would suggest there was a genetic predisposition to developing this carcinoma, period, and that will be the end.